With the beautiful weather forecast over the 3rd and 4th of July weekend, the Juneau Police Department anticipates a lot of people will be participating in the holiday festivals. This often comes with an increased volume of police-related calls for service. JPD will have extra staff working the evening of the 3rd through the early morning hours of the 5th. We encourage all citizens and visitors to celebrate safely. If you are driving to and from parties, don't drink alcoholic beverages, and ensure everyone is wearing a safety belt. Drivers are reminded to minimize distractions and watch for bicyclists and pedestrians in the roadway. If you choose to discharge fireworks, use them safely and observe all CBJ guidelines, which are listed below in this press release. Depending on the situation, failure to obey the laws may result in fines, citations, or arrests. Along with regular patrols, there will be multiple officers focused on foot patrols in the downtown core area and DUI enforcement throughout the borough over the next few days. Even with an increase in staffing, we can't be everywhere at all times and could use your help. In particular, if you observe someone operating a vehicle who you believe is impaired, please call the Juneau Police Department to report it. Descriptions of the vehicle, the driver, and the reasons you think they're impaired are all very helpful. Calls directly to JPD about DUIs are eligible for a reward through Juneau Crime Line program. Juneau Crime Line will be doubling the rewards from $200 to $400 for tips that lead to DUI arrests over the weekend of July 3rd, 4th, and 5th. Crimeline is a nonprofit organization composed of a cross-section of the community and is designed to aid police agencies in their investigations. Tipsters are guaranteed anonymity and given a number when claiming a reward for up to $2,000. If you have information on this or any other crime, log on to JuneauCrimeline.com. Also, you can do your part by obeying the law. It might be simple enough, but when community members choose not to obey the law and do things like use fireworks after hours, block traffic roadways, or engage in drinking in public, police resources have to address these minor offenses. This can take away from more important police activities, such as DUI enforcement. We hope everyone enjoys the holiday and observes practices to help us keep our community safe.